Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony following pro-Palestinian protests on that campus. Reporter Steve Futterman says the school accepts it's a big disappointment for many.
One day after this, protests that led to 90 arrests, the university says its main graduation ceremony will not take place. USC officials say safety is the reason. Smaller ceremonies that are put on by individual departments will still go on as planned. The campus remains closed except to those authorized to enter. All remnants of Wednesday's protests are gone. Meanwhile, at Los Angeles's other major university, UCLA, many of the same protesters who were at SC have moved across town and set up a similar tent encampment. UCLA officials say their main concern is that things remain peaceful, and so far they have. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
And protests are also taking place on other campuses, including George Washington University in Washington, where police have ordered students to leave an encampment tonight. President Biden announced more than $6 billion in federal grants from Micron Technology. Ava Pukach of member station WRVO reports the grants are key to the chip company's plans to invest $100 billion to build a semiconductor facility in upstate New York.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called the Micron project the most advanced chip memory factory in the world.
Our country will be more economically secure because of Micron. Our national security will be stronger because of Micron. And Syracuse, Central New York, and upstate New York's economy will be more prosperous because of Micron.
The project is expected to bring 50,000 jobs to the region. Micron expects to break ground next year. For NPR News, I'm Ava Pukach in Syracuse, New York.
8 workers killed by an Israeli attack in Gaza were mourned at Washington National Cathedral today. Here's NPR's Bill Chappell.
The music of Yo-Yo Ma filled the cathedral. His voice sometimes faltering with emotion, the founder of World Central Kitchen, Jose Andres, said the workers who died on April 1st were lights in the darkness, risking everything to feed people they didn't know.
Their example should inspire us to do better.
560 people attended the service, which included Jewish, Muslim, and Christian traditions and prayers for peace in Gaza. Andres asked current and former World Central Kitchen staffers to stand.
And please know that you are our light in the darkness.
Israel has apologized for the attack that killed the aid workers. Andres and his organization say they also want an independent investigation.
You're listening to NPR News. Communications regulators have unveiled new guidelines aimed at putting back in place rules that prevent broadband internet providers like Comcast and AT&T from favoring some sites' apps over others. For example, putting in place things like slow or sites that block certain content by offering higher connection speeds. The move essentially reinstates so-called net neutrality rules, which were put in place under the Obama administration in 2015. Those rules were overturned by the Federal Communications Commission under then-President Donald Trump in 2017. Rescue teams worked for hours to save dozens of pilot whales that were stranded on a beach in Western Australia. Christina Kukuloj has more from Melbourne.
Authorities say up to 160 whales were discovered in shallow water on a beach south of Perth on Thursday local time. Wildlife experts, police and volunteers were working around the clock to return the animals to deeper water. Most of the whales are said to have moved offshore, and their movement is being monitored. More than a dozen died before they could be freed. Authorities issued a shark alert for the area, warning the dead and injured whales could attract sharks closer to the shore. Nearly a year ago, around 100 long-finned pilot whales died or had to be euthanized after 2 days of rescue efforts at a beach some 200 miles away. For NPR News, I'm Christina Kukulja in Melbourne.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher, oil up 76 cents a barrel to $83.57 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.